We announced school board school 2012 Saturday evening, and by Monday morning, we already had more than 50 RSVPs. So there are a fair number of people who want to serve the scholars of the district in this way, and we look forward to working with them on Saturday.
You were really a big force behind the push to get more people to run for school board 2 years ago, and were successful not only getting people to run, but also at getting the slate of candidates that you endorsed elected. Was it a disappointment to see so few people running this year?
It was a bit of a disappointment, but we knew that the disruptions from Jefferson City were going to be a bit jarring for people. What we know now is that there are ample number of Kansas Cityans interested in running. All of the seats that are open will be contested, and the general public will get a chance to choose.
Are you running for re-election? You had originally said that you wouldn't.
Yeah, my intention has always been to serve one term. I did not file for re-election.
Why not, when you have been the president of the school board and an integral part of the direction that the board has gone in the past few years?
The intention has always been to identify even stronger candidates and make sure they're available. My job isn't to sit in a seat because Eric Lynn West wants to do so. My job is to find who is best positioned and best able to serve the scholars of this district. And school board school is an important part of that mission.
The latest incarnation of your school board school is tomorrow. Why did you decide to hold this session now, just about a month before the election?
Actually, again, some of the disruptions in Jefferson City made it seem less prudent to hold them when they were originally scheduled, which there's one scheduled, I believe, in September and one for December. And so we knew that we had to host another one, but we didn't know what the specific needs were going to be, and we wanted it to be responsive to what was happening on the ground. And so when we saw that there were going to be three write-in elections, then we chose to stop and retool the curriculum we're delivering tomorrow to be specific to the issues of write-in candidates.
And what do you do at school board school in general?
Well, there are two primary topics tomorrow. One, policy governance and understanding what it means to govern rather than to manage. Most people, myself included, have no idea what that means prior to serving on a school board. It's only been through 4 years of service that I have, you know, better learned exactly what it means to govern. And so that's the first topic that we'll cover. The second topic is how to mount an effective grassroots write-in campaign.
With so much stacked against the board, why try so hard to get people to run now?
Because as we see all across the nation, the consensus is clear that local control, in particular locally elected school boards, are the most ideal strategy for improving achievement for scholars in a community. It's why nationwide, that's what everyone does. And so if we know that that's ideal, our job has to be to create the best possible school board we can here. We've done part of that work by adopting policy governance, but part of that work is owned by the residents of this community when they go to the ballot box.
Now, the school board has been a favorite target for blame for all of the problems of the school district. And the most recent board, which you have been president of, has been praised by the state auditor and even the State Department of Education for laying off the micromanaging. But what will it take to convince the public that the board is not the problem?
Time. The community has been treated to a great deal of time where the boards did not operate as effectively as we needed them to. And so, too, it will take time for the community to become adjusted to the reality that there is an effective form of governance and that as a community we can make an elected board, school board work.
Of course, the ultimate goal is not fixing the governance of the district, but fixing the education that students are receiving. But you can't help people for thinking that something big has to change. What is that?
There are going to have to be changes, not only in our instructional practice, if we want to restore achievement in the district, but there will have to be changes in governance. In the weeks ahead, I intend to, you know, be more aggressive in pushing that conversation and talking to Kansas Cityans and the leaders here and to the board itself about what are, you know, some of the modifications to a governance structure that would result in a more optimal governance team. Success in any school district is a process. Most of the seats were contested in 2010. All of them will be contested in 2012. Our task as a community will be to, in 2014, have all of them be contested on the ballot.